You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Thursday, following a six-day tangihanga to honour the passing of Kingi Tuheitia, a new Māori monarch was crowned. That monarch is his youngest child and only daughter, crowned as Kuini Nāwai Pono I te Pō. Kuini Nāwai is 27 years old, making her the second youngest Māori monarch to be appointed and only the second female monarch of the kingitanga. Kuini Nāwai's ascension to the throne signals a new era and forward movement for the kingitanga. I spoke to University of Auckland Kaiārahi Waikato descendant and whānau of the kingitanga, Tui Ko Moana Steedman, about how Kuini Nāwai was selected for the role, and we also discussed how she may take the kingitanga in a new direction, what issues she'll be aiming to highlight, and how her rule may have an effect on Aotearoa as a whole.
Te ariki nui Kuini Nāwai Hono I te Pō, Wotato Te Whirowhiro Te Tua Waru, is her new official title, and it's quite exciting. You know, she's only 27, and the median age of Māori at the moment is 27. So I think she's in a prime position to be able to connect to all generations. And her grandmother, she reigned for around 40 years, so she had a long reign. And so she was able to build those connections and relationships over time. And I think that's also something that Queen Nāwai will be able to achieve as well, because she'll be starting so young. And what the hope is that, you know, although we Māori are going through significant challenges at this present time, my hope is that she looks more long distance to be able to maintain the momentum. You know, she's physically, mentally and emotionally strong as a person, and I know she can handle it. She's going to be amazing. But also at the same time, I think most Waikato have a sense of wanting to protect her so that she can remain strong for the duration. She's got a long road ahead of her.
After the death of King Tuheitia, what would have the general process of selecting a new monarch looked like?
Oh, right. Well, it's not really guaranteed. So they are external iwi representatives that are in the selection process. I obviously wasn't there, and I think it's quite a closed ceremony, so I can't really comment on it, but I can generalise. And so it is a traditional format and process. So they what they do is they would have possibly a list of a few different potential prospects, and they will intensely evaluate each and every potential candidate, and they will go through with a fine-tooth comb. And, you know, we've got professors, academic, ariki representation, so we've got, you know, a broad range of skill base in that selection panel. And ultimately, they continue tradition and selected Nāwai ahead of her brothers because she must have been the most fit for purpose. And yes, to be able to connect with a global and national range of people.
And there's no specific rule that a monarch has to come from a line of descendants either, right? But historically, this kind of has been the case within the kingitanga. Why is this?
I think a couple of monarchs, there are direct lines that it's come through. But when the lady passed, for example, there was an expectation that the kingitanga was going to, the 12 were going to select the king's sister. So it was a shock for everyone, for most people, when king was selected. So that's why it's not really a guaranteed selection that it will automatically get passed from the oldest to the oldest child of the monarch. So it wasn't necessarily a guaranteed selection of Nāwai, but for most people, she was the obvious choice.
With Kuini Nāwai at the front of the kingitanga, what particular issues are kind of like key to her that you think she's going to be pushing forward during her rule?
Great question. I don't know. I haven't had a kōrero with Kuini Nāwai about, you know, her aspirations and goals for her in this new role as queen. But my assumption is she will be really popular with Te Ao Māori, and she already is. And her father laid a great foundation for Te Kō Tahitanga with Te Ao Māori. And my hope is that she will build on that and go further and build a stronger connection with Te Ao Katoa of all of Aotearoa's people, and then global, and I think she's a very well positioned to be able to drive that kaupapa where she can unite all of Aotearoa's people.
Do you think having a younger monarch as well is going to engage rangatahi in our younger generation?
Yeah, that's absolutely one of her feathers in her cap. She connects to all the rangatahi and the youth, and she gives hope even for pakeke and elders like us, because we believe that the next generation's going to be better than the previous generation for ourselves. We always hope for the best for our kids and our grandkids, and we look to the future. And so I think she's an excellent representation of that. Unfortunately, at present, Māori are overrepresented negatively in health and wellbeing stats, and that's because we're overrepresented in areas of deprivation. Māori are starting at a really unfortunate baseline. You know, what Queen Ngāwai symbolises is hope for us to be able to get out of that the position that we're in, and to be able to flourish and grow and enjoy Aotearoa and to connect to all our people and be appreciated for our culture and the skills that we bring and our qualities with Te Taiao and, helping to connect more and use our mātauranga Māori for the betterment of our country.
And lastly, just in light of recent policies pushed by this current government, a lot of them have received a lot of backlash about how they are going to affect Māori. With Kuini Ngāwai at the front of the kingitanga, do you think there'll be some new discussion around these sort of things?
Right, well, I can't really comment too deep on that, but what I love is King Tuheitia. He was able to really drive kaupapa that he was passionate about, and I was personally involved when I used to work for him. When he signed the agreement with corrections, he had a strong drive to support our Māori who, take up the majority of Aotearoa prisons, and to help empower them and grow and support them, when everyone else is potentially just forgotten about them. And he looked after all people and all Māori, no matter what status you came from. And I think Queen Ngāwai's got the opportunity to drive kaupapa that she particularly will be able to, what she's passionate about. And whether it's political, I'm not too sure whether she'll deep dive straight into those kinds of areas, but I'm sure she'll be able to add value.
That was University of Auckland Kai Arahi, Waikato descendant and whānau of the kingitanga, Tui Kau Moana Steedman, on the ascension of Kuini Ngāwai Pono Ito Pō to the kingitanga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.